for the Drug Truth Network. It's the 420 Drug War News.
This is Terry Nelson speaking on behalf of LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. LEAP does not condone nor encourage drug use, but we do know that the 3-decade-plus war on prohibition is a total policy failure and that it is doing much more harm than good. The mission of LEAP is to reduce the multitude of unintended harmful consequences resulting from the fighting of the war on drugs and to lessen the incidence of death, disease, crime, and addiction by ultimately ending drug prohibition. I'm reasonably sure that many of you have heard of the brutal murders along the Turnpike in Florida. A family of four, including two young children, was gunned down like animals. The fact that the family had recently moved to the area from Brownsville, Texas, leads many to assume that the killings were drug-related. This is a sign of the times. The drug problem and its associated violence and the unintended consequences cause people to make assumptions because of where you are from. No matter what the investigation reveals about the murders, I am positive that the two young children had absolutely no part in drug dealing. If the murders turn out to be drug-related, the deaths of the children, age 3 and 4, are another glaring example of the unintended consequences of the failed public policy of the drug war. ABC News recently reported that the number of deaths attributed to the drug dealing in Mexico exceeded 3,000 for last year. That is more than were killed in the Twin Towers attack and more soldiers than have been killed in the Iraq war. America has to wake up and fix this broken policy. I recently attended a Latino police officers conference and 70% of the officers that visited the LEAP booth agreed that legalization was the answer. 16% were undecided and only 9% disagreed completely. The remainder had no opinion. 15 years ago, at the Hoover Institute conference of police officers from 50 agencies in May of 1995, many of them police chiefs, a whopping 90% voted no confidence in the war on drugs, and they unanimously recommended a blue ribbon panel to explore alternative methods. Instead, our elected officials did nothing and continued to fail policy. LEAP believes that the only way we can break the chain of violence is total legalization, regulation of production, and control of the distribution of these substances. Legalization will remove the criminal element and make it more difficult for kids to have access to drugs. You can get over an addiction, but you will never overcome a conviction. We will never arrest our way out of the drug war. However, we can treat our drug problem with education and medical treatment instead of incarceration. It is up to us citizens to ask tough questions of our elected officials and listen carefully to their answers. It's time for a change. Let's work together for a better future for ourselves and our children. This is Terry Nelson at www.leap.cc signing off.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.